digamos, es una vuelta.
Before Elias, right? But anyhow, you had three Elias because of Hanukkah. So what's special about this Chodesh over the rest of the days of Hanukkah? That you have a fourth Elias. In other words, the Elias which kind of distinguishes the specialty of the day, which is Rish Chodesh, is none other than the fourth Elias.
Well, you could say...
Because until then you had three Elias anyway.
Okay, but then you could say, okay, maybe there's one for... One for Rosh Chodesh and three for Hanukkah.
Correct.
The first one could be first.
True. But where is it noticeable? When does it first become noticeable that there's a fourth Aliyah? Oh, today is different. Today I see the fourth Aliyah, but the fourth Aliyah, not by the first.
Yeah.
You won't notice that it's Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, yeah.
That Rosh Chodesh is different.
You're right.
But Rosh Chodesh is premier.
Yeah.
So if it's only right that the court should be reading in Rosh Chodesh, we should be reading in Rosh Chodesh.
But my Abi Amar, what's the halakha?
Rav Joseph Amar, Ein Mashgichim B'Rosh Chodesh, and we do not pay attention, meaning that we don't make Rosh Chodesh, we don't make the Iker out of Rosh Chodesh. Despite the fact that we said it's Tadid, he says he would rather go like the opinion of Rav Dimi Dimitev that said the first three kriyas are in Hanukkah. Those are the primary kriya in Hanukkah. And we follow our Aliyah. But Rabbi Omar, Rabbi said, in Mashgicha b'Chanukah, we don't pay attention to, we don't focus on Hanukkah to make Hanukkah the Iker. Rather, we leave it, like we said, Todir, which is the Shchodesh, that's the Iker. Is the primary kriya with the first three aliyahs, and the fourth one is the last one, the Kanaka. So vayte what the halacha? The Gemara says the hilchasa, ein mashgichim bechanaka, kol iker,
shabashkir, ikar,
ein mashgichim bechanaka kol iker, and it equals with what the Gemara says, reshchaydesh iker. But the word is, we do not, reshchaydesh is the iker. That's the bottom line. Tadir. Is Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Zikr, and that's part of what we do, right? We have Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, we have two kriyas, we take out two separate teras, and the first three aliyahs are reading in Rosh Chodesh, that's the Ikr, and Chanukah is the last kriya, the fourth is one reading the Chanukah, the Ikr Chanukah. Itmar, under the discussion. Chol Yid, V'at Tetzava, it's Parshat Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh Adar. All that
Talmiyos, they also have the Tzave, and
Parshas Shkolim, right? Which is read around Rosh Chodesh Adar.
It's the Shabbos of Parshas Shkolim fell out to be on the Parsha of Adar B'Tzava. The first Shabbos of Adar.
Mm-hmm. Which we said, what's the point of Rosh Chodesh Adar? So now, the question is, we know that Parshas Shkolim is Kisisa, according to the opinion which Rosh Chodesh said.
The opinion if it's Kisisa or but we said we left it at the halacha like the one that said that it's Kisisa. Then that's the type of what Parsha Shkolim is. Parsha Kisisa. Now Kisisa is following after Ketava.
So now, if you're going to read Parsha Ketava, like this Shabbos, and then it's followed by Parsha Shkolim, which is Kisisa, we may encounter a problem as we're going to see now. So here, the Gemara is going to tell us. Oh, yes, for Atta Tetzava. Parsha Shkolim falls down on the Parsha, the Shabbos of Parsha Tzatzitza. Some Ravitzik Nachar says, Parashita Dvatta Tetzava Kisita. Only six are going to read in the Parsha of Atta Tetzava. Shishi is going to read all the way till the end of Tetzava. All the way up until Kisita. The Chad and the seventh will read Mikisita Advasita. The seventh Aliyah is going to be we have seven aliyahs in the Parsha, and Master is the one that reads Parsha Shkolim. He's saying, not as opposed to the way we do it to Africa, but because it's Parsha Ketava, but because this was their style, that the one that read Parsha Shkolim is not the Master, it's the seventh. The seventh aliyah read Parsha Shkolim, regardless. The
Chiddush,
regardless of which Parsha it was, the seventh Aliyah of Shabbos read Parsha Shkolim. Whether it fell out on Parsha Tetzav or it fell out on another Parsha. The first six Olim read in the Parsha, and the seventh one read Parsha Shkolim. But now that it's Parsha Tetzav, it was the Parsha of the day, of the Shabbos. So now, based on what Rav Yitzchak Nachman is saying, we're going to see it's a problem.
That's if the previous case was with Parsha Kisisa. Six for Shabbos and one for Shkolim. In which Parsha? In Kisisa.
The Shkolim is Kisisa.
Shkolim is Kisisa.
Right.
And it comes at the seventh when you read Parsha Kisisa. If it falls on Parsha Kisisa.
We're going to discuss the following Kisisa. But if it falls on if it falls on Tetzava now, we're going to see what's the issue. But Rav Yitzchak Nachman saying is the usual. Rav Yitzchak Nachman saying you don't change. You do the usual custom that the first six aliyahs read in the Parsha of the day, of the Shabbos, and the seventh one reads...
regardless of which Parsha.
Right. In other words, there is another thing, is that even in this situation, he does so. As opposed to what? The wisdom is going to say, Amar Abaye, that based on this order that you're saying, that's fixed, we didn't get Tava until the seventh one. Read Shor Kishis until the season, it won't appear that it's a special parsha, parsha Shkol. Rabbi, how many people are going to say? What does it appear? It appears that, hey, this is in the parsha. If you're looking at the Sefer Torah, now in Achum Lashem, you can't make a mistake, because you see that it's parsha Shkol is over, and you're seeing that he's going into the next parsha Kishisim. But if you're looking at the Sefer Torah, which probably the most that they really had Achum Lashem, so the most that we're concerned about was the Aliyah, the Olam, who was the one that was laying. And what does it appear to the Olam? It appears to the Olam, not that you're reading a special parsha of Shkolim, we covered today that it's the first Shabbat of Adar that you read parsha Shkolim, you're reading a special parsha, it doesn't appear that way. Look, you read started about this in the Torah. You read the parsha that you've asked itself, the sixth Aliyah read till here, and the seventh Aliyah continues. It looks perfectly normal. It's a statement that you do every single parsha. You have seven Olam, and they read from here till here. They read from here. They didn't skip anything. They didn't nish. They didn't have to be goylo, back or forward. So therefore, due to this order that is so perfect, it's not going to appear that he read a special parsha for an honor parsha shkolim. But due to this, Elom Rabbi, Rabbi says, Karushita Amrata Tetzav El Basisa. Rather, six read from Asa Tetzav until the Basisa. You know what that means? Not until Kishisa. Pay attention. He's not saying that you read six Olam in the whole Parsha Tetzav. He's saying you read six Olam from the beginning of Tetzav all the way into Kishisa, all the way into the Parsha, the first Parsha of Kishisa, which is the Parsha of Shkolim. And then again, with the seventh of the Olam, you're going to have now a repeat of the last Aliyah, which he just had, the sixth one just read. In other words, six Olam are not just going to only cover the whole entire Parsha of Tetzav. The six Olam is even going to read into the Kishisa Parsha, the first Aliyah, which is otherwise Shkolim. And the seventh Olam is going to come now and reread that section that he just read from Kishisa until Osi. Now everyone's going to say, oh, something happened over here. Something's different, something special. And they're going to notice that you read the special parsha, the covered parsha Shkolim, and you read the parsha. So you got that, they're going to think that, oh, here's where the parsha of the Tetzav ended.
Six are going to read the whole parsha Kishisa. And the seventh is going to read,
six are going to read the whole parsha of the Tetzav, including the first Aliyah of Kishisa.
Yeah.
And the seventh is going to reread that first Aliyah of Kishisa, which is parsha Shkolim. So now you're not going to be able to assume, to make the mistake that it was just they just read the parsha, and the parsha first just ended over here. They're not going to know that they read an extra section of the parsha. Well, they're making up by his order, so by his system now, it's going to be very clear that they read a special section of the parsha for Shkola.
And what's the problem with that?
What's the problem? Now there's no problem. The word is why this whole discussion came about because it's a special stated when it falls out on Parsha Tetzav that it could appear that it's one Parsha. It doesn't look like a red special. But therefore, only then we're going to say that the seventh Oila rereads what the sixth one read. That's only clear.
To make a difference.
But if it fell out on a different Parsha, we would have said it. But Maya would agree that the seventh one just reads right.
Okay.
Six weeks from Matzav and Tavos Yisrael. God in the seventh and one, which is the seventh, Tani Vikari in the Kisisa and Tavos Yisrael. We read from Kisisa and Tavos Yisrael. That
the Rashi is Yisrael Moasa Tetzave Ad Kisisa.
Not Ad Kisisa. Ad Vasisa. Oh, you're reading the first thing of Rabbi Tanakh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Echad Mikisisa Ad Vasisa. As Vasisa is what? The first...
Vasisa is already the next Aliyah of Kisisa. That follows the Pashtun. Vasisa is already Kiyar. The first thing is Kisisa is about Shkola. Kisisa Sereshkenei Salaf Kudehem. In this case, that's all Parsha Shkolim, the first Aliyah of Parsha Shkolim. The Asisa is the next Asheni of Kisisa, where you only read up until the Asisa. The Asisa is already the next portion of Kisisa which begins with Tisa Chiyo, speaks about the deals with the Chiyo.
Some people say that Parsha every day.
So Abaye says, what's Abaye's Taina?
Abaye's Taina is it's only going to appear that they just read one Parsha. It's not going to appear that they read a special section, the Kovach column. It's only going to look like Tetzaveh just ended. They're not going to chapter that, no, Tetzaveh ended with the sixth Aliyah. And the seventh Aliyah read, now a homeless stick with a cup of Kishkolim. You're going to say, just ended. Tetzaveh just ended. So rather, what do you do? The sixth one reads into Kisisa as well.
Elam Abaye Karu Shisa.
Mivata Tetzaveh.
Mivata Tetzaveh. So six reads from Mivata Tetzaveh.
Until where?
Shisa.
Until Vasisa.
Vasisa meaning...
until the end of the parsha of Shkalim,
and the end parsha of Shkalim, yeah, the Chad,
Tani Vikari, and one reread once again from Kisisa
Avasisa.
What's the sixth?
To show me a separate story.
Yeah, we have a Kodesh.
More clear.
Sure.
No, I have a Kodesh.
Yeah, so come on the side.
In the back of some of the Gemara, there's all the punishment, there's all the
situation. This thing you should have every.
Yeah. And I cannot do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I have the word that the world on your finger.
Do you want to bring it up?
I'm sure that the hair and go back and see that. Oh, this is all you have. The woman doesn't have fun. You never bring it. You never say issue. Also, you're not supposed to make a clean meal of fun.
Right.
You're
so kind.
What?
You're so kind.
What? Right. Okay. At least I bribed the rabbi to let me be.
You know the kind. The
not.
Let's
keep the family tradition going. Here's the Tata Tata. Goes up until Kisisa. Right? Kisisa. This is Parsha Shkolim, the first Aliyah of Kisisa from the beginning to Sheni.
Right.
Where does Sheni be? What does Sheni start with? Quite a long Aliyah.
Oh, here.
No, I'm sorry. Vasisa is not Sheni, Vasisa is...
Vasisa here? Mm-hmm.
Here.
Here.
No, see, this is the Parsha of Vasisa. This is the Kier. Parsha's column is really just this section. Stop.
Okay.
Giving up to this one from here. This is the column.
So one opinion says what? One opinion says...
The first opinion of Isaac Nasa said... Six reads until from the beginning of the seven until here.
And one
and
reads this.
Reads this from the seven.
And Abaye.
And the secretary just read the parsha.
Right.
You don't have to look any different. So Abaye says of Kun. Abaye says six reads from the beginning of the seven until here.
Yeah.
And the seventh one rereads what the sixth one reads, something that we never do.
To make
an appearance that we're reading Parsha Shkolim now. We're making something different, a change.
This is Shkolim, right?
This is Parsha Shkolim. And we never reread, the Sabbath never rereads what the sixth one read. Everyone sees that, oh, you read Parsha Shkolim.
Okay, good. I agree.
Continue?
Yeah.
You do the rabbi, the rashi, or just
We just do it tomorrow.
But if you want to do it,
well, you might not cover the dust.
Right, exactly. We have some of the dust.
Yeah. You can see that with the mace of a frightening mother. Holy is the Parsha Smukhala. If Parsha Shkolim falls out to be right next to the Parsha that...
Smoke hello.
Bein lofanah, bein lachareha.
What does that mean?
The Parsha of the week is either before Kisisa, which is the Sabbath. Chol means Parsha Shkolim. Chol,
right.
Fell out. Liye, to be. The Parsha HaSmukhala, and the Parsha which is next to Parsha Shkolim, next to Parsha Kisisa.
What, the Parsha of the week?
No. Parsha Shkolim fell out to be on the Parsha of the week, HaSmukhala, next to Parsha Shkolim.
like the case we just said. But beinu l'fanav, beinu l'chareav. Either way, regardless, in other words, the way we just said, and sayyid b'tzal ha'aran, v'yak.
So, in this case,
the case that we just said is beinu l'fanav,
right, before,
or,
and it could be
l'chareav, which is v'yak l'chareav.
I mean the Parsha of the week.
Well, the Parsha of the week, after the Parsha Shkolah.
Right.
Kol is the Parsha Smukolah. Next to the Parsha Shkolah. Bein Lefaneho, which was the Tzavah, Bein Melachareho, which is Vayakil. So what do you do? Koydenoisa. You read it, the Koydenoisa, and you reread it.
Like we did.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, so that's only according to Abaye.
Right.
So the Tekasha and Rabbi Yisrael.
Yes. Tishlei v'la'ayeh, you can just continue reading.
Oh, so that's what the Gemara is going to bring out. That's the major. Tishlei v'la'ayeh, nicha, makes sense. Al Rabbi Yisrael Knafka, kasha. Al Marlach Rabbi Yisrael Knafka.
Who's the chal?
What?
Mesifte, the chal. Who says this chal?
Mesifte is because, oh, this is a price. I mean, the Gemara is from earlier, a daf ago. How did it go? That's what Tessam is there. He brought this for everything.
Okay. Okay, my turn.
Okay, my turn. Yeah. Okay, my turn. Rabbi Siknach will tell you, I'm not Rabbi Siknach. Labai Minicha, is it any better for Abaye? The only way it makes sense for Abaye is if it fell out like a lefaneha in Parshas Tetzaveh. How do you find it that he rereads it? Even Abaye didn't say that you reread it if it fell out of Vayakil. What are you going to have to say? Even Abaye is going to have to say that this doesn't mean you reread it. In the way he said it.
If it falls afterwards.
If it falls afterwards, what does it mean you reread it? According to the Shabbat says that you read it last Shabbat, you read it again this Shabbat. If Pashas Kol and Kolan and Pashas Vayakil, you just read Kisit the last Shabbat.
Vayakil is before Kisit, it's after Kisit.
Yeah. You just read Kisit the last week in the Parsha, or the Parsha.
Right.
This week, you're after reading Pashas Kol. So we don't mind. You're going to read Vayakul, and then at the end, the last Aliyah is going to reread by the Kisisa, the first Aliyah.
Right?
So there's no Pasha on me. That's the way you're going to say, even if it's Salah on the Sabbath. Not that you reread the last Aliyah like Abaye said. But it's Kayponet of the Shabbosis. Even though this week you're going to read Pasha Shkolim, it's at the top. You're going to already read Kisisa. And you're not going to go over the last Aliyah. You're going to read the way I said it. Since it sounds smooth, straight into Kisisa. You're only reading it once. But next Shabbat is going to be Parshas Kisisa, and once again, you're going to be reading it. Well, that's what it means. I think you reread it the last Aliyah. My Yisrael Neymar Kerekla, the Shabbat Shabbat, Achanami to hear too. If it's not on Parshas Kisisa, I could interpret it and understand it the same way, the same meaning. What it means, Chayza Rekla. It means Kaifla B'Shabbosis. So this week is Parsha Tetzaveh, and you're reading already Kisisa because of Parsha Shkolim, and next week is going to be Parsha Kisisa, and once again you're going to be reading it because of the Parsha.
Because it's part of the Parsha.
Because it's the Parsha.
Right.
And that's what it means, Kaifla B'Shabbosis. Kaifla B'Shabbosis. Not a Parsha to me about the fact that in Parsha Shkolim itself, we didn't reread. The Brahma is not coming to say that you reread Parsha Shkolim in the same Shabbat. They're from the Shabbat. Okay, now the Gemara is going to address.
The Brahma was saying.
Brahma just said you read it and you read it again. You read it and you double it.
Yeah.
So we took to assume, the Gemara right away took to assume that means, like Abaye said, that the last Aliyah is rereading it.
Kind of, this is a quick scene. We could have said
that. It just means you read it and you reread it.
And we reread it.
Yeah, that's all it says. You read it and you reread it.
Right.
So it could mean. Either that the last Aliyah rereads it, the way Abaye learned,
yeah.
And then it was the Gemara wants to chop that as a kasha to Rabbi Siknafka, the Gemara resolves, or Rabbi Siknafka,
because he needs from Shabbat to Shabbat.
Get it. Rabbi Kuznacha. So again, now the Gemara is now telling us a different, a new state. Chol Yisukis Tisha Asma. If Parshas Chol Palan Asma Tisha itself, that's tricky now. You have to read Parshas Tisha because of the Shabbos, because it's the Parsha. And then you have to read it again because the first Aliyah again because it's Shkolim. So what do you do? Rabbi Kuznacha. No, a trick over here. Rabbi Kuznacha has a trick saved over here. He doesn't agree with this chayz of a kaif from this. We never chayz of a kaif. How do you do it? You're going to start the first aliyah of Parshas Kisisa, believe it or not,
from Sheni, but from Batisa.
You're going to sit. You're going to go, what's it called, when you don't do Kisisa, you're going to be Kaid of the
Mafreya. Yeah.
The first Aliyah is going to be from Kasisa, from Valsisa, until the end of the
Chumash.
Just until the end of Kasisa. Vayakum, this means until the end of
And then you do the one.
Oh, so when you get to here, right?
From the beginning.
Where you left off, right. until where you began.
That's the Ksila.
But you omitted at the beginning, the last one is going to read the Kamatashish Club. So it's not Ksila.
I mean, it's
not the omission. The last one is going to be the omission. In other words, Parshas Kohen has to come at the end. Everybody agrees that Parshas Kohen has to come at the end.
Depending how it comes, that's the question.
Especially how it comes at the end. Are you going to repeat it, or are you just going to
just skip the beginning and then come back at the end?
If it was the Tzava, also you had that issue. Are you going to just read it straight, or are you going to have it reread? And likewise over here, are you going to read it straight and then repeat it? Rabbi Yisnachar says, no, we're never going to repeat it. So we're going to have to do a kunz. It has to be read at the end, but it can't be repeated.
Because it has to be separate. Yes, okay.
Why? He doesn't like repeats. He's very mocked, but I'm going to say this. Parashita min vasisa ad yakov, chakar min tisisa ad vasisa. Maskev abai, he again abai has his issues with Rabbi Yisnachar.
But what? Of not repeating?
Of not repeating, but of reading it backwards. You're reading the parsha back. Nobody's going to notice.
The beginning is
the whole point of Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman was that people should notice that it's Parshas Kohen. People should notice that it's Parshas Kohen. That's why we have to read that shtickle at the end. Right? But since you didn't want to repeat it, so people are not going to say that you're reading it because of Parshas Kohen. People are going to say, the Valkyra Kapsa said he forgot to read the first shtickle.
I
understand. Yeah. Makes sense. Sorry about that. Okay, so that's by his Atkesta. You think people are going to know that you're reading because it's Parshas Kohen? Hashtam, you're not going to tell them up there because you just read the partial of
I don't know what you're doing, basically.
Right.
Okay. Ella.
Alam Rabbaye. Karashita ad Vayak. Do it the regular way. Just six aliyahs from the beginning of the parasha to Vayak. The Chatani recorded from Kisiz ad Vasisa. And one of the last one from the Kavan Parasha Shkola. Really? From Kisiz ad Vasisa. And Tani Karashita ad Vayak. Yecholay to Kisiz ad Atma. Parasha Shkola calls out Takah Kisiz itself. What do you do? Koyanates of a Koyanates. Exactly.
The cursing is sign. In other words, you start from the beginning and you still come back and you repeat
yeah.
First calling.
Yeah.
The Shem's calling. Right. And that's our offer?
Yeah.
That's what we do today.
Yeah.
We do the whole parsha and then we come back at the beginning.
Yeah.
And we reach calling.
Yeah.
Right. You can fall on three parshas. Ayakel, Dishisa, and
Tama.
And Hitzade. Right there. Tell me the Sefer Shabbos.
The Sefer Shabbos. I think the Sefer Shabbos fell out in the middle of the week. So when do we do Pasha? If Rosh Chodesh Shabbos fell on the middle of the week, when do you read Pasha Shkolim? You don't wait till Shabbos. You're makdim Pasha Shkolim to the preceding Shabbos, prior to Rosh Chodesh Shabbos.
If it falls,
if Rosh Chodesh Shabbos falls out to Sefer Shabbos in the middle of the week.
What do you mean in the middle of the week?
It's not going to fall out on Shabbos. It's going to fall out in the middle of the week. On a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
It's going to be Sefer Shabbos, yes.
Right. Shabbos could be Shabbos, literally, Shabbos could mean the Shabbos.
No. My dream was Shabbos,
Shabbos. You don't do it after Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, the following Shabbos. Rather, Makdim Shabbos, the Shabbat. You'd have to precede it for the preceding Shabbos, even though it's Shabbat. Yitzmah, Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, Chol Yisrael, Erev Shabbos, this is a little different. Not to take a Shabbos, Mamish, it's already so... Erev Shabbos would be already considered Shabbos. That Shabbos, which it fell out on, Erev, of, right?
Yeah.
So then, what's the din of Ma'an Makdimin? Nevertheless, it still has the same din as if it fell out in the middle of the week. Even though it's Mamash Erev Shabbos already, you still Makdimin all the way back to the previous preceding Shabbos.
So Makdimin means what here?
That means even if Rosh Chodesh Shabbos is going to be Friday,
Erev Shabbos, right?
Erev Shabbos, you're not going to be Pashas Kalim that Shabbos. Following Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. You're always going to read it, never later than Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. In other words, the only way you're ever going to read it on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos.
The previous Shabbos you're going to read it?
You're always going to read it as the preceding Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Never going to read it after Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. The most you'll ever do, the maximum, is read it on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. But if Rosh Chodesh Shabbos falls out any other day during the week, you're always going to be Makdim Shalom. The Shabbos,
previous Shabbos. So if it falls on Friday, you read it on the previous Shabbos.
Right.
You cannot go after
Rosh Chodesh for 21. According to Rav.
According to Rav.
Again, if my Rosh Chodesh Shabbos is the Erev Shabbos, Rav Amar Makdimin. But if Shmuel Amar Makdim, Shmuel says, no. When it's Erev Shabbos already, then not. So we're not concerned. What's the reason why Rav is so concerned? Rav Amar Makdimin. We must always precede it. Din came, even if you're just going to read it the Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh, it was Erev Shabbos. It's just going to be the second day into Rosh Chodesh, into Chodesh Adar. What's going to be? What's the Gevalt?
Sorry,
we know that the whole reason why we had to blame Pasha Shkolim Rosh Chodesh Adar is because you have to let the people know to bring the new Shkolim for the new Korban is Rosh Chodesh Nissan.
Right.
So why so much in advance? At least 2 weeks. Say, hey, I have a month, but you really only have 2 weeks because the Shulchan is starting to sit. The people that are collecting the Shulchan are really starting to sit for the 15th.
2 weeks before, they can collect.
So since you need 2 weeks before, the collectors are actually collecting to remind the people to get their Shulchan ready. So if you're going to read it even, Rosh Chodesh was Erev Shabbos, then you're going to read by Shulchan Shabbos, which is already... A day in, day in Dada, it's not a full 2 weeks for Tesla. It's already going to be less than 2 weeks of Tesla for Tesla. So we'd rather give them more time than less time. 2 weeks left is the minimum. Nonetheless, more I don't care. So I'll be mocking even a whole week before.
But a week is not enough.
It's always going to be at least 2 weeks, Rob said. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is Shabbos, yes, there'll be 2 weeks till Pesach, which is also going to be Shabbos, right?
Yes.
But if Rosh Chodesh Adar is the middle of the week, we'll only be marking it the Shabbos before. You're going to have 2 weeks plus. That's good. But nevertheless, so the Ba'im came, but the Yom HaShabbos, Shmuel Amar Ma'akim, Shmuel said, I agree if it's the middle of the week that you mark it, but if it's Erev Shabbos, then I don't care. Makdim, they should read it already that Shabbos following. Why? But why don't we care about the Shulchan? He said that. Not that we don't care about the Shulchan. Malach will tell you, Shmuel will tell you, it's not a problem, because When is if Rosh Chodesh Adar is out of Shabbos, when is the 15th? The 15th is also out of Shabbos.
Yeah, and
if it's the 15th, you say the 15th shall come to sit. If it's out of Shabbos, they're not going to start sitting on the 5th. They're not going to start sitting on Erev Shabbos. Chameitzer also b'may v'shavat v'mikla. V'shulchanis le'navkiyat chad v'shavah. V'shulchanis are not going to start sitting. We call it Shabbos, they're not going to start sitting.
So they're doing afterwards.
They're only going to start Sunday.
Yeah.
So either way, you have 2 weeks. That's the issue. We want to give you 2 weeks. We want to give the people 2 weeks notice in advance.
Right.
You have 2 weeks notice in advance. If it's Tesvav, they sit out Tesvav. When did he sit out Tesvav? Monday, Tuesday, like, Erev Shabbos, they don't sit out, even though it's 10-12. They wait till the following Sunday.
Because you're still going to have 2 weeks. So you just have
to so therefore you're going to have 2 weeks. So therefore, I don't care to read the Parshas Shkolim, the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, which is Erev Shabbos,
but it's going to be less than 2 weeks.
Right. No, so the Shulchan is, so 10-12 is less. But the it's not as well, so that's the issue. The Shulchanis, when the people sit at the table collecting the Shalom, and they're not going to start on the Tesvav if the Tesvav pulls out on Erev Shabbos.
But it's not going to be 2 weeks.
It is going to be 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. If it's Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh is Erev Shabbos.
So then the 15th is also going to be Erev Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
And but when are the Shulchanis going to start sitting on Rishon
after Shabbos?
Your Rishon says 2 weeks.
No, 2 weeks should be Erev Shabbos.
You don't need the 2 weeks.
You don't need
Tesvav. You do need 2 weeks. But the only time you ever need the 2 weeks to Tesvav is when the Shulchanis begin to sit on Tesvav.
Right?
Here, in this Kviyas, where the Shulchanis fell out on Erev Shabbos, the Shulchanis won't start to sit on Tesvav either. So Tesvav is also going to be Erev Shabbos. They don't start to sit on Tesvav.
Ah,
jeez. You have 2 weeks. The both of us.
Ah, jeez. First day. Both push.
So that's what you most of the in any case, you're going to have 2 weeks. So therefore, I don't care to be mocked.
But then, okay, so you push both, but you're going to have still less time until...
I have the same amount of time as... If Rosh Chodesh the Shabbos fell out on Shabbos, then everyone agrees that I could lay this on Shabbos. I'm not and Tesvav is going to be. So I'll have Shabbos, so Tesvav is going to be Shabbos. So I give them 2 weeks.
Right.
The Shulchan is going to start on Sunday.
And you have more than 2 weeks. To Rosh Chodesh Nisan?
2 weeks. Up until when the Shulchan is fit. Shulchan is fit at the 5th of the month of Adar. That's when they sit and they collect their stuff. We want to give the people 2 weeks notice of that.
Before the Tesvav.
Before the Tesvav. Shulchan is fit.
Shulchan is fit. Shulchan
is fit. So the only issue to say is, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Tuesday, yeah? Are you going to lay in the skull and arch it before the Shabbos before the Shabbos after? If you lay in the Shabbos after, you're giving them less than 2 weeks.
Right.
But if you lay in the Shabbos before, but if, so that's where we have to be mocked, and everybody agrees. Rav and Shmuel says we have to be mocked. But if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Erev Shabbos, you lay in the Shabbos after, yeah, lay in the Shabbos before, that's you're not going to have 2 weeks. Shmuel says, no, even if you lay in the Shabbos after, you're still going to have 2 weeks. Because they're not going to start sitting there on Shabbos on the 15th either.
They're going to sit up to us.
So that's what he thinks. So he says, Chameitzer b'may v'shabbat v'mikra v'shulchan es v'nafkia chadsh. He'll come miyach. Nah, he learned. Holy b'tzecha Shabbos makdim in the Shabbat. But the Gemara is going to try to bring the ayat now to either or to one opinion, neither Rav or Shmuel, but the remarking instead of Shabbos or not. We learned in the Mishnah that Chaliyah b'tzecha Shabbos makdim in the Shabbat, but a masik in Shabbos ha-cheret. If you take a look back at the Mishnah, you'll see that it says that the Mishnah doesn't differentiate whether it's Erev Shabbos or Thursday or it's Wednesday or Tuesday or Monday or Sunday. Cholish is b'techa Shabbos makdim l'shava. It's mashma, even if it's Erev Shabbos.
Shabbos before.
You proceeded to the previous Shabbos.
Right. So what's the point?
And the Mishnah doesn't give you any exception. The Mashma, the Mishnah is including any day of the week that Rosh Chodesh may fall out on, you're Machtim in the Shabbos. Even if it fell out on Erev Shabbos, you have to be Machtim. So there's the Raya to Rav.
Right.
You must have known.
You
have to read Parshas Kol of the Shabbos before the Shchedesh, even if the Shchedesh fell out on Arab Shabbos.
So the Gemara can answer, that's not what the Mishnah is referring to. When the Mishnah says, Magdimim, the Gemara thought, attempted to assume that my love I feel about a Shabbos that the Mishnah is referring to, even if it fell out on Arab Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Loy. The Tircha Shabbos Dafka. When the Mishnah said the Tircha Shabbos, it meant literally the Tircha Shabbos, like, not the middle of the week. Even Thursday could be considered the middle of the week, but not Friday. Friday is already not the middle of the week. Tircha Shabbos in the week.
Something like the Emsa, right? The middle of the week.
Right.
It could even be Sunday, really. But Erev Shabbos is not the Tircha Shabbos. The Tircha Shabbos Dafka meaning excluding Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah is not meant to include
until Thursday.
Yeah. And only then I'll be marked. Toshma, Vaizig Mashar Biraya, another eye. Adi Shabbos Yashena. Koshacholish Keshadali Ptecha. Vafi Lubiyat Shabbos. What's the first Shabbos that I said earlier? What's the first Shabbos of Adar in which we read Pasha Shkoli? Koshacholish Keshadali Ptecha. You know, there's the Anba Parshi, the four Parshis. Have four Shabbats, but which Shabbatim are of these four Shabbatim is what the Brayta goes on. Which Shabbos is the first meaning? Which Shabbos is the first? It gets the first parsha of Parsha Shkel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of Adar, there's a Shabbos right before. There's a Shabbos right at the beginning. At the end of Adar, which is the Shabbos Shena? Which is the first Shabbos meaning? Which is the first Shabbos which gets the first reading of the four parsha? He said, "Kol shecholish chodesh Adar liyos b'teicha." Any Shabbos in which chodesh Adar is going to fall in, but even Arab Shabbos, even if it's going to be an Arab Shabbos, so that seems to imply that even if chodesh Adar is going to fall on an Arab Shabbos, you're going to have to read Parsha Shkolim
before
the preceding Shabbos, like Rav. My love, even Arab Shabbos, do me the teicha. Doesn't that mean that the Brayta is trying to compare Erev Shabbos to Teicha? Just like in the middle of the week. Just as we're marking if it fell out in the middle of the week, so to the fellow Erev Shabbos we're marking.
So come in.
Rav says, indeed. Rav will say that's what it means.
That's what it means, yeah.
But the Shmuel will say, no. Amar Shmuel, no. You know what it means when he says, Kol shechol eshchei b'shadim liyis b'teicha v'afilu b'erev Shabbos? Kol shechol eshchedesh andre liyis ba. Amashmul ba. Which Shabbos is the first Shabbos? The Shabbos in which eshchedesh andre falls out to be in it. That means the toicha in the middle of its week. In it, in the toicha, in it, in that Shabbos, in that very Shabbos. If it was eshchedesh andre shechol liyis ba, the Shabbos, and then he's saying va'afilu
but not erev Shabbos.
No, va'afilu erev Shabbos. Even if it's head of that Shabbos, that's going to be considered the first Shabbos. So it's perfectly in sync with Shmuel's opinion that you're not masking if it's falls out on Arab Shabbos.
Because of Bach?
Because he said, what does the Toicha mean? Not in its week, but Bach. The Toicha means in it, in the very Shabbos itself.
The Kenton of the Shmuel.
The Kenton of the Shmuel, Bach.
Bach.
That's the first
means within Shabbos.
In Shabbos. Rishchodesh Adar was fall on Shabbos. On Shabbos. Literally.
That's when it's not.
That's it. Not. And even if it fell on Erev Shabbos.
It's still not Ba.
Then it is.
But the day before, not.
The day before, then not. Then you have to go to the
preceding of Shabbos. So they're arguing about one day, really. Erev Shabbos.
Yes.
Basically. They're not arguing about Thursday or anything before. About one day, Shmuel says only Erev Shabbos, and Rav says whether Erev Shabbos or before you might be.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the Machlokes.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. In other words, you've got to understand, Eidei Shabbos is Shreina, despite the fact that I was saying Maksimin the whole time, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I always said Maksimin. Nevertheless, this upcoming Shabbos is going to be considered the Shabbos of Shreina. When? If Rosh Chodesh, either if Rosh Chodesh actually added Chol HaMoed,
or Friday. Anything prior? No.
Okay. That's the even. Even though it fell off Friday, which is prior to it, still considered as a Shabbat of Nisan. Then it would still be considered a Shabbat of Shema, as opposed to all the previous days that we took the month. And then we would be laying in Shabbat. That's the difference. Here, we're literally laying in the first Shabbat of Adar. But all the other times that you said Magdini, you're laying in the before Adar, it's still Shabbat.
I mean, strictly speaking, it's still Shvat,
yeah.
Even on Friday.
Friday is not Shvat anymore. Friday is Rosh Chodesh Adar.
If it falls, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Friday.
Then Shabbat
is
Adar.
Shabbat
is Adar. Then Shabbat is Adar.
Right.
This machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel is like the machlokes of Tanoi, and that's the mother's going to show us now. In fact, in the Shabbos, it's the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Anot, he says, Nisargim, the Shabbos. They're not consecutive. The four parashiyos of Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh are not consecutive. But rather, Nisargim, the Shabbos. They're Beseirugim. Did Rabbi Yehuda not do? You strip a Shabbos. Sometimes one, sometimes. Rabbi Shmuel loved them in the Shabbos. No, they're consecutive. All four Shabbos are one after the other in succession. And now, Rabbi Shmuel loved them clarifies his opinion. In other words, explains exactly what he means. What does he refer to when he argues in the when do I say that they're in succession? And there's no skipping a Shabbos? Is Mancha Chol is better Shabbos? When Rosh Chodesh Adar fell on another Shabbos. That's when all four Shabbos are going to be in order. Without skipping.
And you have an Sarin Bizman Shechal is the Erev Shabbos.
But Bizman Shechal is the Tzeicha Shabbos.
Tzeicha Shabbos, meaning really on Shabbos.
No, the Tzeicha Shabbos means in the week. So then Maksim Mekedim, Shabbos Shavra, Bishu Shvat, and then you're obviously going to have to speak a Shabbos. It's impossible to arrange Parshas HaChodesh, Samach Lanisk, without skipping a Shabbos. If the first Shabbos was still in Shvat, there's going to be an extra Shabbos. There's only four Parshas. So when do I say that we're not missing out again, and we're not skipping any Shabbos? When it was Chol Yisrael Shabbos. Oh, so that's implying that when it fell out on Erev, when Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out on Erev Shabbos, which Shabbos did you learn? Parshas Shkolim? The Shabbos before?
Yeah.
No? Not the previous Shabbos. The following Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out on Erev Shabbos, and you would learn the previous Shabbos.
Following
if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos,
yeah.
And you were to go like Rav, then you would have to be Messiah. It's talking meaning you would have to skip a Shabbat. From the four parshas, you would have to jump over a Shabbat. You wouldn't be able to lay four parshas in succession,
okay.
Consecutively, and get the parshas HaChodesh Samach Lanit.
Why? Because one is the Shredesh, it's
true. The parshas HaChodesh is the Shabbat of Shredesh.
Why can't you read the three parshas on HaChodesh?
Parshas HaChodesh. They have four parshas, but they have more than four Shabbat. If you started the first Shabbat, in Shabbat. If more than four Shabbos until the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. Look at a calendar, we'll see. You have at least 28 days, you have at least 29 days. Right?
Yeah.
So in Adar Gufa, there's at least four Shabbos.
And therefore?
If you do it,
and we start. Even myself said that Rosh Chodesh Adar was there, Shabbos, and you were not even
before.
Then the first Shabbos of Shalom was in Shabbat. So you're going to have now. Another three parashas to lane and four or five Shabbos, and you're going to have to skip around. Get to parashas to Chodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh.
As opposed to if you did it
the Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, which was our Shabbos, then you could have it.
Shkolim, Zohar, Para, and Kodesh, all in succession.
One after the other, after the other.
So that's Mamash, Machlik of Rav Shmuel, like Machlik Tanoim of Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar.
If they should be separated, instead of being continuous.
If, again, the whole Machlik is if Rish Kodesh had fallen in Erev Shabbos.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, Mistazim,
meaning
we're going to skip a Shabbos. Because we are going to be mocked, and so they're going to have a plain Shabbos in between.
Right.
It's not going to be like, it'll be like, when you wash for bread, we're going to be doing it.
Succession.
We wash the Nitzilot in the Negevah, so we're doing Tirugin. We're skipping. We're not doing it in succession.
Right.
One. So also over here, we're not doing the four parshas. We're not back to back. Skipping the Shabbos. So that's Tirugin. Interruption of a Shabbos. Skipping a Shabbos is
Tirugin.
Tirugin is skipping around. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is saying we're skipping.
Like Rav.
Always we're skipping. Because even if you're straight to Shabbos, falls on Arab Shabbos, we're still going to be mocked. So you're always going to have a thing. Shabbos Shemalazah says, no, we're not skipping. But even Rosh Hashanah himself says, I'm only saying we're not skipping if it fell out on Arab Shabbos, meaning that's through the Machlokes. It's going to be that nothing.
Only if it falls on Arab Shabbos.
Falls on Arab Shabbos. I mean, that the whole Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rosh Hashanah is the Machlokes of Rav Shmuel. Exactly Machlokes. If it fell out on Arab Shabbos. If you're not the Machdimin and Shmuel says, my happening. It equal. Have you heard that? Rabbi says Misargin, and Rabbi Shimon also says Misargin. Again, Rabbi Shimon, I'm Shimon also says Misargin. The man shechol yisar Shabbos, or the man shechol yis b'tercha Shabbos. Maximum the creator of Shabbos she'avra, half of the shvar, and then in the end we're going to be Misargin. Okay, Mishnah is also second Shabbos. Second of the Dal Parshas, second Shabbos is Avada Zohar. Itmar Purim Shechol Yisar of Shabbos. Dav Omer Magdim in Parshas Zohar. Melamer Miyach. Zal Zavar, the same Machlokes is repeated now.
So we're analyzing Purim now?
Parshas Zohar.
Yeah.
Always has to be read around Purim.
Yes.
Now, the Shabbos prior to Purim. The Shabbos right next to Purim, but it's usually before Purim. But here, Purim was called the Erev Shabbos. So here, do I still try to hop around the Shabbos before, even though Purim called on Friday? Or do I already wait till the last Shabbos to read Parshas Zohar? So the same Machlokes starts about Tibet.
There's no such person.
But here the reason is it's
because
by Pashas Shkolim has to do with the 2 weeks prior to Shulchan, right?
Here you don't.
But
here you don't.
Here, as it comes to the Spirit Shkolim or Shulchan, it's here as it all diminishes. The Machlokes is the same, but the issue is different. So, Rabbah, my mother didn't care about it from a Filipino. Shmuel Amar Miyach. Amar Lach Kim and Dikim Makam and Abdi Bechon Eser Asti Oskir Abad Ed Adikah. Rab says, we should be Mufti Makam. We must always proceed to clear Pasha Zachar to put it. Because what is Pasha Zachar saying?
Malek.
You not bring a mob. Purim is all about
Malek.
Actually, you got to get out of Malek. Purim was that we're actually celebrating Mechias HaMolek.
Right.
The Kriya must precede the Asiya.
Right.
So in order that the Shanach could be reversed, so the Tiktum Asiya Zechida, the fulfillment Shanach could precede the Zechida, remembrance must precede it. The remembrance must lead to the Asiya, not vice versa. Reversed.
Right.
So in order that never should be Maksim Asiya there, we must precede the Kriya, the Shanach comes from
what says now.
Oh. Shmuel Amalav. Where are we?
Kivadei Kamu Kafim.
Oh. Shmuel Amalav. Amalav. I'll tell you, no problem. Not a problem. Why? Kivadei Kamu Kafim. Abdi Bacham Neisar.
Yeah, and the Kafim, yes, they read on 15.
They do put them on the 15.
Right. No,
So if you put a fell out on Arab Shabbos, meaning Yidalu fell out on Arab Shabbos, and you're going to read on the following Shabbos, which is the 15th,
You're not going to be machin. Fine. It's not being machin on Asir L'Tchila because they're coming together. Asir L'Tchila, why do you do the kasa? I don't mind. But now, the Gedigon is going to come with a series of proofs. Shia Zafari. The second, the Mishnah said the second, Shabbos is Zafari.
What?
Shia
Zafari?
Yeah.
The second?
Second Shabbos is Zafari. Go back to Mishnah. Mishnah is not leading to Shabbos and Parashat Shkolim.
Yeah.
Shia Zafari. The second Shabbos.
The second Shabbat.
Second Shabbat is Zachar.
Zachar, yes.
Now go back to Gemara. Not Vishniya Zachar. Vishnu said that Vishniya Zachar. What's the problem? What do you mean that it's Yaakov every Shabbat? If Rish Kodesh falls out on Shabbat, Mikla put him out of Shabbat, put him up all that out on Erev Shabbat. Uktani Vishniya Zachar, and he said that on the second Shabbat, you read Parashat Zachar.
And we cannot.
No, so that I could have.
Yes.
But the Hashem Shmuel said in your mouth.
Because if it falls on the second and Erev Shabbos.
When can Chutz fall on a Friday?
Cannot fall.
Yes,
it could.
Because Purim could fall out on Friday. If Shrei the Shabbos fall out on Shabbos.
It falls on Friday. Adar falls on Shabbos.
Right?
Right.
So that Shabbos is Parshas Kodesh.
Right.
The Mishnah said Vashniya, the second Shabbos, is Zaka. So if Purim falls out on Friday, and that's the which it will, when do you read Zaka? The following Shabbos or the preceding Shabbos?
Preceding Shabbos.
So that's that I said our cash on Shmuel. The Mishnah will be got negate for Shmuel said.
Well then, Friday.
Mishnah is off, we love the Mikla, the Shaka for Shabbat, people put in the Arab Shabbat, the Tani Mishnah is off, a man of Papa, my Shmuel, Shmuel, I'm going to cover the defense Shmuel's opinion. My Shmuel, what does the Mishnah mean? Which, by Shmuel, not the second Shabbat, but the month of Adar. Rather, Shmuel asked up, because you said that if the Torah from Akdimi, the Shnia is not going on the first case of the Mishnah, which was Shechol Yeh B'Shabbat. The Rishkin Shadr actually fell out on Shabbat. And then Purim is indeed going to fall out on Friday, which implies that the Mishnah is also saying that you read a preceding Shabbat. No. When the Mishnah says B'Shnia, it's following the second case of the Mishnah, which was Chol Yeh B'Toycha Shabbat, that Rishkin Shadr fell out in the middle of the week. And then you attack amongst them the parasha shkolim you are mocking to the Shabbat, to the Shabbat before the Shkodesh Shabbat, but Shvat. And then you have to be mocking to the Shabbat, I said, right? You are mitzarvim, and then you have to skip
by the
Shabbat. So, but then it says, but Shniya, not referring to the second Shabbat of Adar. Then Shniya la'asaka.
Shniya la'asaka.
It is the second Shabbos of Adar, but it's the second Shabbos. So it's not the second Kriya of. Not second to the Kriya of Shkolim. Second to the Shabbos which you just skipped. The first Shabbos of Adar which you just skipped. Which you just passed over. That's what Vashniya meant. That's what's meant by Vashniya. Shniya la'asaka. Then, then it's not referring to Purim pulling out on Friday. It's referring to Purim pulling out on any other day of the week. And you were mocking. Purim fell out on Tuesday. You were mocking.
To the previous
Shabbos. That also Shmuel agrees. Shmuel is saying, if it's Erev Shabbos, then you read it already the following Shabbos. And it's not negated by the Mishnah. The Mishnah was not referring to Purim pulling out on Friday when it said, Bashniya, Zachar,
It was referring to a regular case. We're putting the Nakhla on Friday. It wasn't referring back to the first case of the Mishnah where Tishrei the Shabbat fell out on Shabbat. Rather, it was referring to the second case of the Mishnah where Tishrei the Shabbat fell out in the middle of the week. And the Shmiya doesn't mean the second reading. It means, in other words, it doesn't mean second to the Parsha Shkolim. The Shmiya means the second Shabbat. The one following the Shabbat that you just passed over, you're going to read Parsha Shkolim. Which is the second Shabbat, that which Purim falls out in it
during the week.
Even Erev Shabbat. Same way the Gemara tried to play it out before, my love Erev Shabbos to be the Teicha, that we're comparing and we're equating Erev Shabbos to the middle of the week. Matzorich, my team, and Erev Shabbos, my team, just as the middle of the week, you mark, and so Erev Shabbos, you mark, and so Erev Shabbos, you mark. So what does the Gemara answer the same way? I'm a Shmuel, Ba. Well, right, Ba.
Ba means?
In Shabbos. That is Shabbos trying to sell out in Shabbos.
Meaning
that's
Friday?
That's the Purim sell out on Shabbos.
On Shabbos or Friday?
On
Shabbos.
That's when do you read Parsha Shkolim? Which is Shnei that you read it? If Purim fell out in it. Or even if it fell out on Erev Shabbos, you'll still read on that Shabbos Parsha Shkolim.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
On Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos.
Yes. Oh, yes, for Shabbos. Which means that it's Purim fell out on Shabbos
itself.
Everybody agree, I'm not Purim, I'm Divrei Hakel. Everybody agree, Shai Rav and Shai Shmuel, in Machdim. Here, even Rav agrees that it's fine to read Parshas Zohar
on Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Even Rav didn't mind that you should be Machdim to Chira La'asiyah if it was Yudal. He only minded that you're going to read it on Tesvah, even though for the Mukhafim you're not Machdim coming together. But Shmuel said that I'm fine with that. Rav said, nah. I needed to precede even Yudal. But what if it's not actually literally preceding Yudal? It's on Yudal. That's Rabuna. Huh?
Yeah, and Rav?
That's Rabuna said that, oh, so Rav will agree that it's okay, fine.
Yes.
But Rav Nachman disagrees with Rabuna. Rav Nachman, I'm not dying, Machlokes.
So say Rav interpretation of Rav, meaning
he says that Rav still disagrees.
That it's too late.
It happened always before. It can't even be together. Rav disagrees with the whole concept of Shmuel that it's okay that it's together. Rav says that's never okay that it's taken together. Not only that it's after. Not only it can't be after. It cannot even be together. It can't even be on the same day. It has to be master.
It has to be master.
Can't even be by the other. If my name is Rabbi Shabbat, I'm Rabbi Abba. I'm Rabbi. Put it to you for Shabbat. Master be created for Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Taker. Like Rabbi Nachman said. The Taker says in the name of Rav. Wait, I'm not going to say it, I just learned it was Taka taught in the name of that. That very case. A Purim Shechol Yitzhak Shabbat. It's even Yudalit on Shabbat. So what's wrong? It's still too late for Rav. Maksim Vekreda B'Shabbat Shabbat. You must perceive it. It must always be Maksim V'Chidah La'atiyah. Maksim.
So if Purim falls on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Abba,
according to Rav Nachman, or the way it was taught in the name of Rav by Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, in the name of Rav Abba, it was all learning Rav's opinion. Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Abba were all learning Rav's opinion. We're all discussing that opinion. Rav Huna says, Rav will agree to Shmuel when it falls out on Shabbos. when Purim, the actual day of Purim, the hour of Purim falls down on Shabbos.
There you go. I call it Enmagdini.
And what Rav Nachman said was actually echoed by Rabbi Chiya Abba from Rabbi Abba.
Rav Nachman said
the name of Rav, the same thing, in the very same case of Purim Shechol Yeh Shabbos. The Magdini is Shabbos Shabbos.
Even if it falls on Shabbos, we still
have Shabbos. In other words, there's two ways to look at it. The loitik the Masiya Rukhira, is that the whole issue? So Shmuel learns, I only care that loitik the Masiya Rukhira, that it should not, we should not be mocked in Purim Chizah. As long as we're not mocked him, even if it's by the other, it's fine.
Purim
should not precede the Chira.
Chira.
Right. So as long as it's not proceeding, even if it's by the other, it's fine. Yeah, not only the Fadi Adadi, it's not only by the other, for the Mukhafna of the Zvav, it's fine. And even if it comes after the Yudalim.
Even if it comes after Yudalim.
As long as it's Bahadi Hadadi, I can still say, when it kicked him, it was not Maksim. I wasn't Maksim until it's Chira. Because it was Bahadi Hadadi of the Mukhafim. Rav says, it's not just that we kicked him until it's Chira. That kicked him Chira. Not only you should not proceed until it's Chira, you must proceed the Chira. So it's not even enough if on the other day of the it's not even enough even if it comes by the other day of your dollar. No, not enough. It must precede.
The Kira
must precede that
fear.
Even of your dollar.
Of just of your dollar.
But that was again only according to. But that was a much later thing. I'm not going to make a mother seem to. Prove that we don't have, but again, this is only according to Rav. What's our halacha?
Wrong. No.
Shechol is better. Shabbos you're not going to bring for the Islam Shabbos. It's also like that. Could be. Then that. Oh. Yeah, what do we do? It doesn't pull out on Shabbos. It doesn't pull out on Shabbos. That's our halacha. Does it fall down on Erev Shabbos? What do we do?
I don't know.
You're a magnet.
I'm a magnet. There we go, according to Rav.
Yes. The only way Rav was speaking was with Machir in the Pachi. Today it doesn't know such thing. So we continue or how does it work?
Usually never go to Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though I don't mind.
Look, even though we have well, tomorrow I'm not asking you to. You only need it for tonight. And you sound like you only need a replacement for tonight.
Think about this work.
No, who's the Magashir? The Alexander.
No, don't say that.
That is not saying that. You only told me he needs the D9.
You went away for two.
Oh, he had a replacement.
I mean, you're
cool. Yeah, I did, but
okay, but what the point I'm trying to say is that even though we didn't finish the whole Amud and we have a whole Da'at, but if you look at the next Amud, it's still
small.
Smaller, and that is going to do the rest.
Yeah, we're going to do the rest.